Conspiracy by S.J. Paris. Narrated by Daniel Philpott.
Prologue. Paris. November 1585. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 9 years since my last confession. From behind the latticework screen came a sharp inhalation through teeth, barely audible. For a long time, it seemed as if he would not speak. You could almost hear the echo bouncing through his skull. 9 years? And what has happened to keep you so far from God's grace, my son? That slight nasal quality to his voice. It coloured everything he said with an unfortunate sneer, even on the rare occasions where none was intended. Ah, Father, where to begin? I was caught reading forbidden books in the privy by my prior. I abandoned the Dominican order without permission to avoid the Inquisition, for which offence I was excommunicated by the last pope. I have written and published books questioning the authority of the Holy Scriptures and the Church Fathers. I have publicly attacked Aristotle and defended the cosmology of Copernicus. I have been accused of heresy and necromancy. A swift pause to draw breath. I have frequently sworn oaths and taken the Lord's name in vain. I have envied my friends, lain with women, and brought about the death of more than one person, though in my defence, those cases were complicated. Anything else? Openly sarcastic now. Oh, yes. I have also borne false witness. Too many times to count. Including this confession. A prickly silence unfolded. Inside the confessional, nothing but the familiar scent of old wood and incense, and the slow dance of dust motes, disturbed only by our breathing, his and mine, visible in the November chill. A distant door slammed, the sound ringing down the vaulted stone of the nave. Will you give me penance? He made an impatient noise. Penance? You could endow a cathedral and walk to Santiago on your knees for the rest of your natural life. It would barely scratch the surface. Besides, the wooden bench creaked as he lifted his weight. Haven't you forgotten something, my son? I may have left out some of the detail, I conceded. Otherwise, we'd be here till Judgment Day. I meant I have not yet heard you say, for these and all the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?